is,
which is LSP versus FERC. Mr. Engelman?
Good morning. May it please the court. Michael Engelman on behalf of petitioners. This issue relates to baseline reliability projects, and you're hearing three cases this morning that are a continuum. The case you just heard wants to keep all projects for the existing incumbent transmission owners. This case wants to claw back baseline reliability projects and keep those with a right of first refusal for incumbent transmission owners. And then when we get to the next case, there's additional efforts to claw back cases and keep them from the competition that FERC ordered in Order 1000. One of the easiest ways to see why we're here is to look at an exhibit that was actually Exhibit 2 to MISO's original filing, which is JA-1470. In that exhibit, it's an upside-down triangle. The bottom part of the triangle represents local projects, and the upper part of the triangle is purported to represent regional projects. So along the continuum on the right-hand side is from local at the bottom to regional at the top. Right in the middle are baseline reliability projects. At the bottom are participant-funded projects, ones where I agree to pay for the project myself.
So what's a baseline reliability project?
Your Honor, a baseline reliability...
Words of one syllable?
It is a project that is geared toward addressing reliability issues. So reliability criteria, if there's a NERC reliability criteria that says...
A
National Electric Reliability Council criteria, which is an agency that addresses reliability. Or there's
so what is this? Is this a plant, or is this some piece of technology annexed to a transmission facility, or what?
A baseline reliability project is a transmission facility, and that's part of the issue. The definition of baseline reliability project has no geographic boundaries. It could be one pricing zone, it could be two pricing zones, it could be three.
Well, what is it, though?
It's a project that's intended to
make
sure that...
What is a project?
A transmission line, a transformer, a substation, any of the type of transmission facilities that MISO regulates.
So
it's a transmission facility.
It's a transmission facility, and what is the baseline?
The baseline simply means that it's there to address reliability only issues.
So how do we tell the difference between baseline reliability and, if I understand this concept correctly, that efficiency-based projects, public policy-based projects, and so-called MVPs. I'm not sure what those are, but how does one tell the difference between those different sorts of projects?
Yeah, so let me step back a little. You start with there are four types of projects in MISO. One is a generator interconnection. That's fairly obvious. It's to connect a generator. That still has a
like
regional
cost. Like a new
wind
farm or something like that?
I'm sorry, sir?
Like a new wind farm or something like
yes.
that?
Yes. Okay. Sorry, Your Honor. Yes, a new wind farm, something like that, any type of new generation. Those projects actually still have a regional cost allocation component to them. And then there's baseline reliability projects, which are intended to address reliability concerns. If there's an overvoltage on a line, if there's a...
But this is a transmitter. It transmits energy, but it's particularly concerned with reliability. What does it do? It doesn't sit there being reliable, right?
It does not, Judge Posner. What it does, for example, it may be that there's too much current flowing on a series of lines so that they're overloaded. A baseline reliability project would be a new transmission line to reduce those overvoltages, those overloads, so that there's no longer what we call a criteria violation. And I apologize for the technical terms, but a NERC criteria violation or a local reliability organization criteria violation.
So you're saying these are just transmission facilities which are built in areas that are having problems with
exactly.
reliable transmission?
Exactly. And they have no geographic boundaries. So they could be, again, as I said, in one pricing zone, two pricing zones, or more. They also have no voltage limitations. They can be 345 kV projects. And in fact, as the original cost allocation methodology decided, because they were 345 kV projects and above, they helped the entire system. So 20% of their costs were allocated to the entire system. And what MISO's filing today, or what MISO's filing does, is to take and say, we said they've had regional benefits before, but now those same projects have no regional benefits, and we're going to allocate all the costs.
No, you lose me there. I thought all the proposal did was allocate the costs, right? The costs are allocated locally rather than regionally. That's not to say there are no regional benefits. It's just a question of how the costs are allocated.
It is a question of how the costs are allocated, but by saying that all of the costs...
As you know, I'm sure from our opinions in Illinois Commerce Commission, our two Illinois Commerce Commission cases, trying to match costs to benefits is probably a snipe hunt, right? So we get a proposal that just says we're going to put the costs as local as we can. The question is, why is the FERC forbidden to prefer local costing over regional costing?
A couple of reasons, Your Honor. The first reason in this case is because they said themselves, we are. They said in paragraph 690 that every type of transmission project that MISO decides it has, and this was a MISO decision, they have four types, every type must have a regional cost allocation methodology. And they allowed MISO to remove it for baseline reliability projects in direct contradiction to paragraph 690. The other reason is, as you said...
And this is paragraph 690 of what?
Of Order 1000.
There are an awful lot of orders that reach that many paragraphs,
yes.
Which is
I apologize.
Commentary, I'm afraid.
That's actually another important issue about these three cases. And it's an important, an unfortunate fact of the way we do appellate briefs, and which we should all apologize for, because we give you snippets of the orders. We give you, this paragraph, that paragraph supports us. They give you the same thing to say, well, it supports us. And what these are voluminous orders. And when you read the entirety of the order, I think you'll decide that the issues are in our favor. But paragraph 690
of... Do you realize how many neurons died in trying to read the entirety of these orders?
My hair did not have any gray in it when I started on Order 1000.
Yeah. By the way, how are the costs of the FERC's orders allocated? Regionally, locally, or nationally?
They are allocated nationally to everybody who participates in the markets. In answer to your question, Judge Easterbrook, the first issue is FERC itself said you can't just do it regionally by excluding projects from...
What you want to do is what? You want to spread the costs of these baseline facilities beyond the locality? How is locality defined?
Well, that's another error that we think the commission made. They were very specific in Order 1000 and 1000A what locality meant. And in Order 1000 and 1000A, they said multiple times that it is solely within the retail distribution service territory of an individual transmission company. That's the local area.
How does that apply to one of these baseline facilities?
Well, so what... A baseline facility doesn't have any geographic restrictions, so it can be in one retail distribution service territory, it can be in two, it can be in three. So it doesn't actually apply, but what FERC has allowed MISO to do is to say, we're going to pretend these are all regional, all local, and we're going to allocate the cost, if it's in one region, we're going to allocate the cost solely to that retail distribution service territory. If it's in two, we're going to pretend that they're each local, and we're going to allocate the cost based on the geographic location. And that is directly contrary
to
what Order 1000 says.
Are you saying that what FERC is doing is saying that the costs have to be allocated to every service area of the baseline facility?
What
yes or no?
Yes, they're saying that the costs have to be allocated to the geographic location in which the project is located, and not beyond that geographic location. So
well, wait,
if there are beneficiaries...
Wait, now I'm puzzled.
Okay.
You say there's no geographical limitation on these baseline facilities. So what does it mean, the geographical area in which it's located?
Yeah, but my apologies. So part of the issue is, and we raised this with the commission, that the definition of baseline reliability projects doesn't fit the cost allocation methodology that MISO wants to have. The cost allocation methodology says we're only going to put these in a local retail distribution service territory consistent with what FERC said in Order 1000. But the definition of baseline reliability projects doesn't restrict those projects to that. And that's what we've said FERC is the problem. You can't have a definition that's this broad and allocate the costs consistent with Order 1000 very narrowly.
This is very confusing. These baseline projects provide services in a variety of areas, right?
They do.
Now, is FERC saying that every one of those areas, in each one of those areas, the baseline facility has to allocate its costs to that area?
Yes,
it
is. Yes, that's what FERC said.
And what's wrong with that?
What does
allocating costs mean? Is that in your rate, the rates you charge, the rate?
Yes,
payments?
It was allocating the cost of building the facility and operating.
Okay,
it.
So they're telling you, you'll recover your costs by the rates you charge in every little area that your project serves. Is that what they're doing?
But they're not telling me, because what this does is say my company can't compete.
Yeah, we need to get to your standing in a minute. But we'll,
yes.
If we could, please answer those questions,
why
and we'll follow up. So.
I don't understand. You can't
because FERC reserves. Because
your rates will be too high? And
no, not at all. In fact, the reason for this is the fear that we'll
so
win
why
the,
can't
the competition.
You compete? I don't get it.
Because what this does, FERC accepted, and you heard this a little bit earlier, they accepted local projects when they eliminated the right of first refusal. So what MISO and the transmission owners came in and did and said, well, we're going to take our baseline reliability projects, which are not exclusively local projects, and we're going to pretend they are. We're going to allocate the costs exclusively locally. And by doing that, we're going to exclude companies like LS Power from competing because they don't have to go through the competitive process because these are subject to the right of first refusal that the commission protected. And what we've said consistently is that's not what the commission said in Order 1000, 1000A.
I'm lost. How is LSP excluded by a pricing rule?
It's the pricing rule drives whether or not competition is allowed under Order 1000. Order 1000 said we're eliminating the right of first refusal for all regionally cost allocated projects, and we're preserving the right of first refusal for all locally cost allocated projects.
Yes.
And what this does is allocates all the cost of baseline reliability projects locally so that they
right.
can exclude them from competition.
So why aren't you challenging Order 1000? Actually, it's probably too late to challenge Order 1000. But your argument sounds more like an argument, your current argument, your explanation of your argument, sounds more like an argument about the extent of the right of first refusal than what is a sensible cost allocation for a particular hardware project.
Not at all. We actually fully accepted the definition of what is a local project that retains a right of first refusal in Order 1000. Our reason for appealing is they've expanded that on a compliance filing. They've expanded that to say, well, it doesn't apply to just one retail distribution service territory. The project can be in two. But FERC, in paragraph 424 of Order 1000A, specifically said, if the costs go anywhere outside a single distribution service territory, that is a regional cost allocation. So what we've said is the order doesn't match baseline reliability projects and their definition. These are projects that can be in more than one service territory. Thus, under Order 1000 and 1000A, they are regional. and they are projects that have regional benefits, even from a roughly commensurate standpoint.
Did the commission give a reason why it wanted to allow right of first refusal on these for these baseline reliability
enterprises? It accepted MISO's proposal, and it said that it thought that the allocation was appropriate, but there's no backup for that. So we have three arguments as to why it's wrong. Two of them is it simply violates Order 1000. And then the third one is there's actually no proof that the cost allocation methodology is in fact just and reasonable. That taking all of these costs and putting them at the local level is just and reasonable when previously they were allocated to on a regional level, and more than, for example, there were 17 345 kV and above projects that had regional cost allocation, 20% to the entire region. And so what they're saying now is when those projects come up in the future, all of those costs are going local, and there's not one bit of proof in the record as to why it's appropriate for those costs to go local. What they talk about are statistics. Well, 80% of the projects had 75% of their costs allocated to the zone in which they're in, had more than 75% of their costs. What they don't talk about is the other 20% of the projects that had greater than 25% of their costs allocated out to the region. And so they've completely skipped the analysis part of it.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Engelman. Ms. Banta?
Good morning. What happened here is that MISO came in with a filing under 205 to change its tariff, explaining that this category, this classification of projects called baseline reliability projects, had always been primarily local, as opposed to the multi-value projects and the market efficiency projects that separately in the other proceeding had been approved as MISO's proposal for its regional, large regional and regionally allocated projects. MISO came in with evidence that in the history that it had had these baseline reliability projects, which predated both the multi-value projects and Order 1000, so that they had been different at different times. But since 2006, they had been primarily local. So
what does primarily local mean?
Well, in this instance, what MISO showed was that of the 78 cost-shared projects in that 6 years, because this is from 2006 to 2012, whatever ones had been eligible for any cost-sharing, because I believe baseline reliability projects also include projects that...
What is cost-sharing?
Well, that meant if they had... if before there was this Order 1000 and the more regional projects, if a transmission provider identified a project, which is a set of facilities, it could be a single facility, it can be a set of facilities, necessary to maintain reliability, which goes back to the North American Electric Reliability Council standards, and wanted to build this project, it could seek some reimbursement from other pricing zones if it met certain requirements under the tariff. It had to be above $5 million, I think, there were to even qualify. And then it could do a study, which was called a line outage distribution factor analysis. It's very technical. I don't understand it, but it's an approved analysis. And they could show that in the event of an outage, the way the electricity flows would work, maybe this neighboring pricing zone and this neighboring pricing zone would get, you know, a percentage of the flow or a percentage of the benefits. I don't know exactly how the LODF analysis works, but that's what it was based on. So then if the project cost $5 million, then they could recover, you know, 1% of that $5 million from this pricing zone and maybe 1% from this. In a small proportion, 17 of those 78 cost-shared projects, they had a facility, whether it's a transmission line or a substation or something that was at 345 kilovolts, which is considered extra high voltage. Most of these projects are not. They're mostly lower. But if it was that high, it could seek an automatic 20% postage stamp allocation to the entire region, which this court is very familiar with from the PJM ICC mm-hmm. cases. And that was based, and that was in 2006. It was years before we had this court's analysis to consider. It was approved just and reasonable. I'm not familiar enough with that proceeding in 2006 to say what they had put in the record to support the regionalized benefits of that, because the commission found it just and reasonable, and as far as I know, it was never challenged on appeal. But the empirical evidence was that only a sliver of these projects ever got that 20% postage stamp roll-in. The rest of the ones that had any cost sharing had a little bit to another zone based on the line outage distribution factor analysis. So what MISO did here, having since developed its multi-value projects that this court affirmed in ICC2 and its market efficiency projects, which address economic efficiencies, I believe. MISO brought those in the Order 1000 compliance proceeding and said, these are the regional methods that we have to satisfy the Order 1000 requirements. And the commission upheld that. And there are some issues from that Ms. Pacella will be arguing, but not the question of whether they excluded some type. I do want to say on the issue of types of facilities, in paragraph 690 of Order 1000 that talks about types. In paragraph 689, the immediately preceding paragraph, it makes very clear that when the commission uses the word types in that context, it means reliability, public...
Yeah, I know, but what is the reason for excluding LSP from this regional cost allocation?
Well,
if it's providing, you know,
there's no exclusion
in
from
different areas, why isn't that, doesn't that make it regional?
No, because what happened is LSP absolutely is not excluded from the regional.
They're excluded from competing to construct these baseline reliability projects, right?
Which are
why is that important to the commission?
What the commission did, it said many times in Order 1000 and the subsequent orders that we will allow a right of first refusal.
Let me try again. Mm-hmm. If we were to agree with petitioners in this case, what terrible consequences would there be from the commission's point of view?
The commission doesn't see it as terrible consequences. I don't know what would happen, because there would have to be further proceedings. It wouldn't automatically resurrect the prior baseline reliability project tariff, because the commission obviously has not found that to be Order 1000 compliant for regional allocation. Because it didn't have to, because MISO said these are the local projects, and we're putting in this filing to align the allocation, to conform them to the local nature that they always had.
Why did it do that?
It did that because they had made their showing under Section 205, the just and reasonable showing, had made a showing that these had been primarily local projects, and to the extent that some of them might be larger, might be regional, that MISO had shown its tariff requires that if a project is... would qualify to be a multi-value project, which does include reliability, which is why it passed. I don't want to divert from that. If it can qualify to be a multi-value project, it shall be a regional multi-value project. Even if it could have been a baseline reliability project, it will be elevated to the regional. So what the commission said is these larger ones, these more significant ones with regional benefits that may have been rolled in under the original baseline reliability project.
They're no longer called baseline reliability? Is that what you're saying?
No. If a transmission provider wanted to build a project to address a reliability concern, and MISO in the planning process identified it as qualifying under the multi-value project, it shall be elevated to that. It will not be local, and there will be no ROFR.
Well, the problem with that, at least as I understand it, is that from petitioner's point of view, MISO and the incumbents will have incentives to classify projects as BRP, as baseline reliability projects, even if they are also going to have these other benefits, in order to preserve their control over the transmission facilities within their own territories.
Well, and the commission
give me comfort on that.
Mm-hmm. The commission specifically addressed that in Order 1000, and the court, the D.C. Circuit in South Carolina as well did. I would point you to paragraph 179 in Order 1000A. It's at JA 763. It actually starts on the previous page, but it addresses the reason to believe that incumbent transmission providers will sometimes have a motivation to regionalize their projects. That it's not that the
Think they'd also have a reason to localize their projects.
They do, and in some cases they'll want to localize it, and in some cases they would want to regionalize it. The point is that the commission, in its policy analysis and balancing the competing interests, absolutely addressed this. And in Order 1000B at paragraph 5455, it's JA 1259 and 1260, the commission talked about how it's balancing competing interests throughout this rulemaking, which is why it's so extensive. There's so many interests at play.
Well, what I understand Judge Hamilton to be concerned about is that the companies that are not baseline reliability project companies, they want to be the regional providers. They want to be able to allocate their costs across regions, and they don't like the idea of the of a baseline reliability project also being able to allocate costs over regions, because that will reduce their revenues.
Your Honor, that's not what they're upset about, because those baseline reliability.
Okay, what are they upset about?
They're upset because MISO just and reasonably proposed an allocation that would make these local within Order 1000. LSP can't compete for the local project, which will only be paid for by the ratepayers in the zones, and I'll explain zones in a minute because there was some confusion, in the zones where the facilities are located. They will not be regionalized. What I'm saying is that in the event that someone
proposed... But why not?
Because...
What's the reason?
The reason they can't be regionalized?
What's the economic reason why they shouldn't be regionalized?
Well, if there's an economic reason they should be regionalized, they'll be treated as a multi-value project.
What's the economic reason that they are not regionalized?
It's not an economic reason. It's an Order 1000 reason. The commission said...
No, I want an economic
reason.
But
I don't have one, because that's not what the commission decided. The commission said if it's...
There has to be a practical reason for what they do.
Yes.
So what is the commission trying to... What is the benefit it envisages for consumers by not allowing LSP to regionalize?
It's not about not allowing LSP to regionalize. It's about...
What do you mean it's not allowed? That's what it wants to do.
No,
right?
It doesn't care if the costs are regionalized.
It
wants to compete. It wants to compete to build that project.
Let me finish my sentence, please.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
LSP wants to regionalize, right?
No. LSP wants to compete for that project, which would be paid for by the ratepayers in the zone. It can't, because if it's a local project, there's a right of first refusal for the incumbent. The reason they want the costs regionalized is because if the costs are regionalized,
okay,
there cannot
be
a ROFR.
Why is the commission, which doesn't like rights of first refusal, why is it preserving that? And thus inhibiting LSP.
Of course. First of all, as I did cite the parts about the balancing competing interests, what the commission said in Order 1000 at paragraphs 247 and 248, I don't have the JA pages, but I could get them if you want them, 247 and 48 and 262, the commission specifically explained why it would allow rights of first refusal for local projects. Because it had gone, Order 1000 was...
What is the reason?
Because the interests balance differently at the local level when an incumbent transmission provider identifies a reliability concern or something it needs to serve its load. It needs to be able to... The incumbents had come in and argued, we need to be able to react quickly. We don't have time to solicit this. We want to build this and get it in service quickly. And in fact, in the Curran testimony submitted by MISO, there she did state, I forget the exact statistic, but that many of the, I think most if not all, of the baseline reliability projects that had been proposed had been in service within 3 years, which my understanding is that's fairly quickly. So in 247 and 248, the commission said that, or that's where it
is. So are you saying that a transmission company which finds itself having a reliability problem wants to deal with it itself?
Yes, quickly. Well, it wants to get it done quickly and not have to go through the process of soliciting and overseeing. And
maybe if it's willing to pay for it all itself, right?
Right, or the rate payers in its zone.
The problem we have, though, is that we're dealing here with, as I understand it, so-called baseline reliability projects that may be, for example, a high-voltage line stretching across two or three territories, which sounds a lot less local, right?
What the commission said, one thing it noted that as it, there was Ms. Curran, the testimony that MISO put in to support its proposal, one of the facts, it's not just statistics, it's an analysis of all the baseline reliability projects that had been cost shared before. At least 90%, I think it was either 90% or over 90%, had been within a single zone. So most of them are within a single zone.
Most are,
If you get one that starts to span multiple zones, I think then you're looking at what we said about how MISO, if it identifies a project that has the regional benefits, it will elevate it to one of those regional projects.
To borrow a phrase from earlier in the arguments, are you telling us this is a snipe hunt, that there aren't going to be any big multi-zone projects that are only baseline reliability projects, and we're all fighting about nothing here?
Well, I'm not aware of any multi-zone ones. The ones that I know of that have been done have been a couple of zones. If there are multiple zones, if it's going to look regional like that, then MISO has an obligation under its tariff to put together a more cost-efficient and effective plan, efficient and cost-effective plan. On top of that,
What you're telling petitioners is, don't worry. This is an empty set. There are no such projects that you're excluded from competing for.
I can't say it that categorically. What I can say is that MISO came in and met its burden of showing under 205. That it had enough evidence that these had been primarily local, and it pointed to things in its tariff that would require it to regionalize larger projects with more regional benefits. On top of that, the commission had, in Order 1000, recognized that while there is an incentive for the incumbents who want to keep their ROFR to keep a project local, there will also be incentives for them to regionalize larger projects like that. For instance, I do want to mention quickly that I know I'm out of time. I just want to mention the zone. There are 24 pricing zones in MISO when we're talking about local. They're generally a single transmission provider, or there's a big transmission provider in that zone and a few little ones. I just want to point out that within those local zones, there are other interests like load-serving entities, state and local regulators, who I think they would not be shy about speaking up if the incumbent were trying to load a lot of costs on them for a project that should be regionalized. This is not taking place in a vacuum.
Could I ask you a couple of quick questions? Sure. One is a rhetorical question, but maybe it was substantive as well, from petitioners, and I'd be interested in your response. That is, if regional cost allocation is removed from baseline reliability projects, does MISO continue to have a regional cost allocation method for projects providing only those reliability benefits?
Only
reliability benefits.
Not only reliability benefits, but that's where...
The petitioner, I understand on the multi-value projects.
Right.
But the question that they're posing is, if it's reliability only, there has to be a regional cost allocation method, and there is not.
And there is... I have two answers to that.
Okay.
The first is that the commission found in paragraph 443, which is actually in Ms. Pacella's proceeding, but this issue has not been raised on rehearing or on appeal in her case. In paragraph 443 of the first compliance order, in the proceeding that approved the MVPs and the MEPs as the Order 1000 regime, the commission found that MISO complies with Allocation Principle 6 under Order 1000. It has not designated a type of transmission facilities that does not have a regional, I might get the last word of that sentence wrong, but it made that finding. They say they...
And so what is it? That sounds like ipsy-dixit. What is the regional cost allocation method?
It is the MVPs, even though they're not reliability only, because that's not what Order 1000 required. If you look at paragraph 689 and 690 of Order 1000, talking about the three types, reliability, public policy, it talked about, and I always forget the other one, economics. The commission was saying all of these have to be accounted for at the regional level, but there's no support in that order, and there's no analysis in these orders because they didn't raise this argument that the regional plan didn't meet all the types under Allocation Principle 6. But there's no support in Order 1000 for the idea that as long as all of these three types are accounted for in the regional methods, and you haven't said we won't consider public policy projects in the regional ones, those have to be direct assigned to the generator or something. Because most of the debate there was about the public policy ones.
You've lost me completely.
I'm sorry. It is immensely complicated.
Okay. Sit down.
Okay.
We have to move on.
All right.
Thank you, Ms. Band. So, Mr. Engelman, have anything further?
Just very briefly on that last point. Order 1000, paragraph 686, actually says it's not FERC that picked the types, where she refers in 689 to reliability, public policy, and efficiency.
I understood Ms. Banda to be saying, or maybe the only thing I actually understood, was that if all of a sudden some problem of reliability develops in some area, some local area, the whatever firm provides electricity there, is in the best position to deal with it forthwith, and it doesn't want to get into a fight with your company, which wants to come in and provide reliability.
That's the argument they made in Order 1000.
Is that a bad argument?
Yes, the commission rejected it.
Why is it a bad argument?
The commission rejected it in Order 1000.
Why is it a bad argument?
It's a bad argument because there's no proof to support it. There's no proof to support it. There's no proof to support that they can build it better, quicker, faster, more economically,
reliably. The question is not nearly that simple. The question is, how long will it take to work out a dispute about the correct regional cost allocation? I cited earlier our two decisions in Illinois Commerce Commission against the FERC, where that process took a decade. Are you saying it's just guaranteed it will never take a decade again?
What I'm saying with respect to these projects, MISO had a process that nobody complained about. In fact, if you look...
That's probably because they hadn't read our opinions yet. No, complaining now.
For baseline reliability projects, in fact, the joint state commissions came in and said, don't let them change it.
How would this work concretely? So suppose the local electrical provider wants to deal with a reliability problem, and your company wants to deal with a reliability problem. How is a decision made as to who will do it?
Well, we'll get into that a little bit in our next case. But if the costs are going to be allocated regionally, then MISO makes the decision based on submissions and a competition as to who can do it more efficiently and cost effectively. In other regions, there are exceptions for, as she talked about, projects that are needed immediately. MISO didn't propose one because they proposed eliminating the projects altogether. But MISO picked a type, and the commission in 686 said for regions that pick a type, you have to have a regional cost allocation methodology. And for that reason alone, this has to get rejected back to the commission because this type doesn't have a regional cost allocation methodology. We don't even have to talk about what the right methodology is. It violates Order 1000 in that regard and can't stand.
Well, I understand. So If the benefits are local, why would you need a regional cost allocation?
That's the problem. There's a lack of proof that all of the benefits are local.
But if they are local, or if most of the benefits are local, why wouldn't you want to?
If they are local, they actually get to keep the project. Order 1000 said two things. One is, if it's only in my service territory, I can build it and allocate the cost locally. I choose. Or it can go through the regional cost allocation. If it goes through the regional cost allocation and 100% of the cost in that process get allocated back, then that's also a local project. What they're trying to do here is to skip.
And then no one protests it in litigation, and it doesn't take 10 years to resolve the dispute. And you're just guaranteeing us that that will never happen.
I am not guaranteeing that. What I'm saying
is
it's actually been in place for 10 years.
Because it's in your interest to litigate it. And if it's not in your interest to litigate it, it will be in the interest of some other company to litigate it. And what we observe is that when it's in the interests of private parties to litigate, sure enough, they litigate.
Understood.
Okay, well, thank you very much to both counsel. And we'll move to our third case, also LA.